On the air with me, live at Q104.3, the birthday boy, Greg Lake. Happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you very much, Ken.
We miss you so much here in New York City. You know this is your second home. There were always rumors of tours and maybe be Kings and maybe not. We do miss you.
I know. Well, I miss New York, too, and I hope to be there soon performing.
Absolutely, you do, where the ghost of Scott Muni is going to haunt us both.
Oh, wonderful. I have such fond memories, the whole band does, of Scott, because, of course, it was Scott who really introduced pictures at an exhibition to America. I think had it not been for Scott, that record would have never ever seen the light of day.
He sure was an amazing man. For the musicians he helped, for the air staff he helped, and for the listeners as well. Greg, sadly for you, you know, the ELP groupie, I've got every bootleg, every tape. So
how lovely.
And I always think, how come these other bands that don't get along still can go out and tour? The Eagles don't go out and have dinner together. CSN don't talk to each other. They still tour. Hell, Roger and Pete Townsend, they stay on different floors of the hotel, and they still manage to do
that. I played bass on the last two singles.
That's right. I forgot.
I know about Roger, Pete.
So tell me what the temperature is between you and Keith Emerson and Carl Palmer. Where do things stand?
Well, we are, I could tell you that we're going to play a show next year in London, festival.
Wow, great first step.
And Keith and I at the moment are writing together.
That's fantastic.
It is, actually, and it's a lovely, warm feeling, you know. I suppose because we're older now, and of course, we've got a tremendous amount of our life we've shared together. And ELP has always had a sort of, you know, we've always had an ongoing relationship. We've never really, you know, not lost touch with each other or anything.
When Carl was here for Asia over the summer, and he had said a quote, he said, you know, I felt like we still had so much work to create. There was still albums to do. It didn't last, but I felt creatively we had nowhere near exhausted what we could have done together.
I think that probably the situation with ELP was that we just played too much and too hard without taking a break. These days, you wouldn't do it. You know, these days, somebody would say, now look, you know, they've just been on tour for 6 months. Give them a couple of weeks off. You know, but in those days, it was literally, you'd come off the plane, you'd have a couple of days off, and you'd be straight in the studio. And we did that for nearly 10 years.
And it just wears you to a nub.
You just don't know where you are. I mean, literally, you know, the funny joke about, well, you know, where are we? We're in Cleveland, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, you truly don't know where you are after a while.
Greg, one of the greatest concert moments I've ever had here in New York City. I was born and raised here.
Yeah.
But seeing ELP, the Works Tour with the orchestra, the Garden, never sounded like that before or since.
I'd have to say that of all the concerts I ever played in my life, the ones that really, really bit deep into my soul were the ones at Madison Square Garden. There is nothing like a New York audience. And it is true. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Right. Always sort of the gateway for the rest of America.
Do you know what? It's not that the New York audience is so tough. It is that they're so loving. You feel the warmth. You feel the energy and the love that comes across. And therefore, I think it draws the best out of an artist.
Well, you tell me who I have to write to, what I have to do, a banknote, a bond I can put up. I'm speaking for the audience. We need to get you back here.
Well, I'd love to be back, and I hope the ELP does come back there.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you very much indeed, Kurt. It's very kind of you.
My pleasure. And when you do come to New York City, bring that beautiful guitar of yours and come up to Q104.3 and play some music for us.
You know I will.